The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Show.
Hey, for you Eric Metaxas trivia buffs out there, Eric's Secret Service code name is El Jerko.
Please make note of it.
And now the man who'll deny it, but it's true anyway.
Here's El Jerko himself.
My friend Eric Metaxas.
Ooh, that Todd burns me up. He burns me up. Albin, yes. He burns me up.
He burns me up, too. Whatever burns you up, burns me up.
Thank you. And yes. Whatever burns you up, burns me up. We're pals, see? Pals.
Yeah, burning,
all right.
Flaming
burning
pal.
Stuff up.
Well, no, that doesn't sound
here,
right.
He really boils my potato.
There we go.
There's a throwback. Okay, today is Monday, the 10th of September.
Mm-hmm.
Albin, guess what?
What?
Guess what?
I know what.
Today.
Let me tell everybody.
Today.
Yes.
I'm flying to Greece.
Yay.
Yeah. I'm flying to Greece today. Yeah. It's finally happened. Today's the day. So we're going to have to keep this kind of quick.
Okay. Hurry.
Today, in both hours today, I'm talking to Mark Shaw, a brilliant writer.
He is.
He's written so many things. He's written a book on JFK. We're going to be talking about that in a couple seconds. He's written a novel about the Holocaust. We're going to be talking about that in hour two today. So today we're talking to Mark Shaw. But a couple of things before we get to Mark. First of all, it struck me that today's Monday, the 10th of September, today actually is the last day that people can enter the contest to have dinner with Eric Metaxas.
Okay.
And the second prize is two VIP tickets for Socrates in the City. That's worth $1,000 right there.
Mm-hmm.
So the dinner it goes for $10,000. This goes for that. Those are the top two prizes.
Mm.
And then down from there, we're sending signed books, Donald Drains the Swamp, signed. We're sending mugs. We're sending we got hats. We got, in other words, if you enter this contest, there's a very high chance you'll get something. But the top prize is a dinner alone, just me and you. Actually, no, dinner with. Whenever we do these dinners, the people who win,
right,
they pay for the dinner.
Okay.
So they can pick whatever restaurant. It can be 20 people, 10 people, 6 people.
No, that's good because
one
person. Dinner alone sounds like you're in a haunted house or something.
Right. Yeah. It's a dinner alone. Texas.
Eat your veal.
What? But the point is that I say this because sometimes people say, I want to bring my family. So it's like 5 people around the table. Maybe it's me and Suzanne or me and you and four or five people. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And depending on what people want to do. And or sometimes maybe I get to Dallas and they say, can we do this in Dallas? And I'll say, OK, we'll do it in Dallas or we'll do whatever. But the point is that the top prize is dinner with me. And these people, they pick the venue. They pick how many people want to come. I mean, if somebody wants to do it with 12 friends – then we can do that.
Yeah.
Whatever people want to do. Mm-hmm. It's the I have the evening and we get together and have fun. So whatever people want to do. But that's the number one. That's the number one grand prize. But there are all these other grand prizes. So the reason I'm bringing it up is today is the last day to enter. How do you enter? Here's how you enter.
Okay.
You buy a copy of Donald Drains a Swamp. You pre-order it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
For every book you pre-order, send proof of the pre-order to info@ericmetaxas.com. It has to be done before midnight tonight, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You send info@ericmetaxas.com, and we get proof of, you know, you pre-ordered a book and we enter it, okay? So you get entered in the contest. There's not that many people entered in the contest because it's pre-order. So believe me, if you enter, there's a darn good chance you're going to win something because there's a zillion prizes. Now, it's not just you enter by pre-ordering a book. No, you can also enter. Let's say you don't want to buy a book right now and you say, but I'd like to enter the contest. Well, here's what you do. You share my website page with the book. If you just go to DonaldDrainsTheSwamp.com or DonaldTheCaveman.com. It goes to the page on my website with the book and all the stuff there. If you share that on social media and use the hashtag Donald the caveman. Donald the caveman.
Yes.
Okay? If you do that and you let us know about it at info@ericmetaxas.com, every time you do that, you get entered in the contest.
Oh,
okay?
Well.
And every time you buy a book and so that you enter the,
yeah.
So if you buy five books and you hashtag five times. But the point is the contest ends today. So if you want to
win. It's Monday. I don't know what
So if you want to. So I'm just saying it's Monday. I'm flying off to Greece. By the time the contest ends,
when
I will
the mice are away, the cats
I'll be halfway
play.
Across the Atlantic. But my point is that today is the day. So if you were going to pre-order the book between now and when it comes out October 16th, you might as well do it now and enter the contest. And for all you know, you'll be forced to have dinner with me at some point in the months ahead, which would be great. And by the way, the book is really cute and very funny. There's a dinosaur in it called a George Osaurus. Get the joke, folks? George Soros, get
good.
It? He's the biggest, meanest swamp creature of them all.
Ah!
Yeah, that's right. That's what I was just going to say. And so,
and you can quote me.
And he looks a little bit like George Soros. I don't think that's intentional. The illustrator maybe just happened to stumble upon the likeness of George Soros. But and also the swamp, there's a guy in the swamp with some half glasses. He looks like a certain senatorial figure from New York. I'm not going to mention names, but at some point he cries. So he's this crying.
Schumer.
Gesundheit. He's this crying figure. So, and then there's another figure that looks just like a turtle, and it just so happens that every turtle looks a little bit like the Senate Majority Leader. They can't help it. Turtles just look that way, okay? You can't blame the turtle. But those are some of the swamp creatures. And then Donald the caveman looks like a certain presidential figure in a cave suit. And a lot of people say he's kind of caveman-like.
Oh.
And that's you could love him or hate him, but most people would agree that there's a caveman-esque quality to him. And so anyway, in the book, he decides that he's going to have to get drastic because things are so bad. The cave people are not able to communicate with the king who lives in the middle of the swamp. And he decides he's going to have to get really drastic. He's going to have to drain the swamp. And people say, you can't do that. Are you crazy? You're going to make the swamp creatures angry.
Yeah.
And he says, well, you're angry, right? You've been angry for quite a while. They go, yeah. And he goes, well, maybe it's their turn.
Hey.
And so, you know, he's kind of courageous in that sense. So I have to say that I'm proud of the book. Tim Ragland, who's the illustrator, who's a dear friend going back a zillion years, he co-wrote it with me. So I don't want people to think that all the jokes are my jokes. Tim is a genius, and he's not just a brilliant illustrator. He's just brilliant all around. So we wrote it together in Wichita, Kansas. We wrote the book.
Hmm.
Yeah. Hunker down in a hotel room.
Is there a plaque or something?
We wrote the book in the room.
Yeah,
there will be.
In this room was
written
on this day.
This book will become so big that it's going to be kind of like James Joyce slept here. Yeah,
right.
It's going to be like that.
They'll be tearing down the plaque one day. Yeah, that's a Trump plaque.
It's interesting because I think it's the book is not meant to be divisive. It's actually meant to meant to unite people.
I read it.
And I'm serious because I read it to you. And because it's meant to be cute and fun. And I think sometimes we get so angry. People need to just have a laugh. So that was kind of my goal.
Please.
But it's a fable. And at the end of it, it talks about the issue of self-government. And you know how George Washington said, I don't want to be king?
Right.
Well, there's a parallel, an echo in this book that real self-government means the people are king. And that's in this book. So I see it as my children's version or humor version of If You Can Keep It.
Mm.
So if You Can Keep It is too long for you, maybe you're 8 years old, you can't read If You Can Keep It. Hey, here's an idea.
Read this. Is it like an homage, as the French say?
No, that's the word for cheese.
Oh.
Did you say fromage?
No, I thought it was homage with an H.
Oh, with an H?
Yeah. The other.
Yeah.
Is that a cheese?
It's an homage. It's an homage.
Yeah.
But anyway, okay, so I want to say, so today is the last day. So since I'm going to Greece today, folks, is my last day in the United States of America.
Mm.
I want you to know that if you enter the contest today, you just snuck in. So I thought I would say that. So it's midnight tonight.
Good.
And we're not going to, you know, kill you on the time zones. If you're in California, we'll you know. But the point is that I think it's – let me just say it this way. You're going to get the book anyway. You might as well pre-order it because you're going to get the cheapest price between now and when it comes out October 16th. That's number one. Number two, you're going to get to enter the contest. And I promise you – So many people are going to win prizes. We're giving away tons of stuff. The big prizes are one thing, but we're giving lots of other stuff. So it's fun. We're trying to have some fun. Hey, we're trying to have some fun.
Just for the fun of it.
Just for the fun of it. So, all right, when we come back, we're talking to Mark Shaw. Actually, we've got him for both hours today. We're gonna just run with him. So first, we're going to talk about his JFK book, and then in hour two, we'll talk about his Holocaust book. All right, folks, stick around. We'll be right back with Mark Shaw.
This just isn't about my freedom. This is about everybody's freedom. When the government can come in and tell you what to do and what to think and what to create, and you have to choose between your livelihood and your faith, then we don't live in a free America.
That is Baronelle Stutzman. She's been on this program. She's a grandmother, small business owner. She's being sued by the ACLU and her state government. And if she loses, she could have to pay millions of dollars. She's one of many Americans who are fighting for their freedom right now. And if it could happen to them, it can happen to you. That is why Alliance Defending Freedom exists. They provide free legal services to those whose freedoms are under attack, but they can't do it without the generous financial support of friends like you. So please go to MetaxasTalk.com. Click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner to learn more about Baronelle's story and find out how you can help. Again, that's MetaxasTalk.com. You'll see the banner, or you can call 800-556-2770, 800-556-2770, or again, MetaxasTalk.com.
Sight and Sound Theaters invite you to experience a special event coming to movie theaters for 3 days only.
Moses, deliver my people out of bondage and into the land of promise.
An epic Bible story adventure for the whole family. Prepare for a journey out of Egypt on a quest to reach the promised land in this original stage production filmed in front of a live audience.
Let my people go!
Moses, in movie theaters for 3 days only, September 13th, 15th, and 20th. For a theater location near you, go to MosesEvent.com.
Warning, sharks sighted in water.
There are a lot of warnings you could miss on your own, especially when it comes to your identity and devices. Good thing new LifeLock includes Norton Security for more detection and more protection. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But LifeLock looks out for threats to your identity, and Norton protects against online threats. Join now and get 10% off your first year, plus a $25 Amazon gift card with annual enrollment. Just go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code SMART. Terms apply.
Imagine a politician saying this today. I have wondered at times what the Ten Commandments would have looked like if Moses had run them through the U.S. Congress. That is a quote from Ronald Reagan. He showed us through his life, his faith, and with his words that Judeo-Christian values and principles matter. You can help spread the legacy of Ronald Reagan, and you can do it by getting a Reagan email address. Right now, if you have a Gmail, AOL, Yahoo, or other big tech company email address, you help them market their service with every email you send. In return, they scan your emails and target you with unwanted advertising. Well, thanks to our sponsor, ReaganPrivacy.com, you can instead share the Reagan name with every email you send, and they won't scan your emails. They'll leave you alone. Get an email address you'll be proud to own at ReaganPrivacy.com. Your very own personal private email address is available to you at ReaganPrivacy.com. Get your Reagan email address right now at ReaganPrivacy.com.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. Football is back, and so is tailgating. Whether it's Friday Night Lights, Saturday College, or Pro Sundays, Solaire portable infrared grills set up fast and heat up quickly. Only 3 minutes to searing hot temperatures, just like the big backyard Solaires. The Solaire grills will make you the master of the tailgater with the juiciest, most flavorful food in the parking lot. The fast grilling times leave you more time to talk up your team, and they cool down fast so you won't miss a minute of the game. The Solaire Anywhere and Solaire Everywhere portable infrared grills are perfect for any grilling on the go, from picnics to camping, RVs to boating, but especially tailgating. And they're made in the USA with the confidence of a 100-year-old family business. Amaze your tailgating friends with Solaire infrared grills. Learn more about these fantastic grills at besthotgrill.com. That's besthotgrill.com, besthotgrill.com.
Oh.
That is Paul McCartney. I'm Eric Metaxas. And as promised, we're going to be talking now to Mark Shaw. We had him on the show recently to talk about his new book, Courage in the Face of Evil, which is about the Third Reich. But today I want to talk to him about a book that he wrote a little while ago and about a book that he is writing right now, which is going to come out in a few months, about the assassination of JFK and the role in the life of the media icon Dorothy Kilgallen. Mark, welcome back to the program.
Thank you so much.
I was very intrigued last time we spoke. You talked a little bit about Dorothy Kilgallen. Mm-hmm. She's a forgotten figure, certainly by my generation. She was on What's My Line. And there was a time in the 50s and 60s when we had these public intellectuals, these figures like Bennett Cerf and others who were known for being smart. And they would appear on you know, when we had quiz shows that actually required some intelligence. And she, you said that she was very involved in writing about the JFK assassination immediately after it happened in 1964. Mm-hmm. I was not aware of that. I knew that she'd been killed, or I think I'd heard that she'd been killed. But you write in your book that it does seem that she was killed because she was about to write a book that would reveal too much. Do you have any idea of what it was that she had stumbled onto in terms of who killed JFK?
Well, if we can go back just a little bit as to why that book happened, I never intended to write it, but I had written a biography of a very famous San Francisco lawyer named Melvin Belli that I knew and practiced law with a little bit in the 80s. When he died in the 90s, I decided to write a biography of him. And while I was working on that book, I talked to a doctor friend of his in San Diego, and we were talking about Belli, and he said, you know, he knew Dorothy Kilgallen.
Hmm.
And I said, well, from What's My Line? Because that's what I knew about her, like you.
Right.
And he said, oh, no, Mark, you don't know anything about her. She was a syndicated columnist to 200 newspapers across the country. She had a radio show listened to by a million people. She had What's My Line. And she was an investigative reporter who investigated the Dr. Sam Shepard case and the Lindbergh baby kidnapping case and all of that. She was an amazing woman. And, you know, it's interesting, when she died, Belli said, well, they've killed Dorothy. Now they'll go after Jack Ruby. They've killed Dorothy. Now they'll go after Jack Ruby. And we have to remember that Melvin Belli was Jack Ruby's lawyer.
Oh, I didn't know
and
that.
Ruby, of course, killed Oswald. So I wrote that book, and then I decided to look into the whole Joe Kennedy situation with the assassination, and I wrote a book called The Poison Patriarch about the Kennedy situation with the 1960 election and Joe's deal with the mafia and his double cross and all of that, and I was done. But I could never get that quote out of my mind, and so I started looking into Dorothy Kilgallen. The first thing I did was look at the What's My Line situation, and she was the prized panelist on there, along with Arlene Francis and Bennett Cerf that you mentioned. John Daly was the host, and she was known mostly for that, and a gossip column called Voice of Broadway. But as I kept going forward, I learned about her interest in the JFK assassination, and it was all triggered by the fact that she actually was invited to the White House by Pierre Salinger, took her little son, Kerry, and JFK, of hers, went ahead and was so nice to the little boy. And so when JFK died, she was just beside herself, and she decided to look into the JFK assassination, to the event that she went to the Ruby trial. She was the only journalist to interview Ruby, and then she pulled off a big coup when she exposed his Ruby's testimony before the Warren Commission. That was
The fact that she was the only journalist to interview Jack Ruby doesn't even sound possible. I mean, Jack Ruby, of course, the man who killed Oswald, and Oswald believed to be the man who killed Kennedy. Ruby lived quite a while, didn't he? I mean, he was not killed.
Well, yes, but the reason that happened is because of Dorothy's reputation. If you go to the DorothyKilgallenStory.org, and again, the name of the book is The Reporter Who Knew Too Much, but we have all of her columns about the JFK assassination, all of these photographs, everything up there, and interviews from her hairdressers and everybody else that I was able to find. But there's one photograph, Eric, that you would be amazed at. She's standing in a courtroom. And all around her are all at the Sam Shepard case, and all of the reporters are hovered around her, trying to admiring Dorothy Kilgallen. That's how big she was at the time.
Yeah.
And so she got to know Melvin Belli at the trial and convinced him that she needed to interview Jack Ruby, and she did. And from there, then she could have gone a lot of places to continue and to investigate, but she ended up going to New Orleans, where a mafioso named Carlos Marcello was. She was writing her book for Random House, and then she was found dead on November 8, 1965. They said it was barbiturates and alcohol, but in the book I've been able to use forensic evidence and witnesses and all of that to show that she was actually murdered because she was the reporter who knew too much.
I mean, this is incredible. Has this been talked about? I'm imagining that it has been talked about beyond your book, or is your book the only place where you make the case?
You know, it's absolutely mind-boggling, but nobody ever wrote about this. Nobody ever found out about it, and I believe Dorothy from the hereafter decided that I should write a book about her, and so I have. There'll be no more information in a new book coming out November the 20th called Denial of Justice about Dorothy not getting the justice that she deserved in 1965 because there was no investigation of her death and all of that. So it's been a whirlwind when the book came out at the first of last year. We were just amazed at the magic of her name. People watch What's My Line reruns on the Internet.
Mm.
And as I said, I'm very blessed. The book became a bestseller, optioned for a movie. And it's just been an incredible experience. But again, one of the reasons I wrote it was because of the courage that she exhibited in going after the truth about the JFK assassination, and ultimately it ended up costing her her life.
Well, it really is an extraordinary thing. What you're saying, of course, implies that it was the mob that wanted to shut her up because they did have something to do with it.
Yeah, and it's not really the mob. I think she's the most credible reporter because, you know, I wrote about the JFK assassination. Look at all these authors that have written about it. What do we have in common? We weren't there. Dorothy was there. We have a video of her with Melvin Belli at a news conference. We have pictures of her in the courtroom. We have all of that evidence that she was there. So firsthand sitting there at the Jack Ruby trial, and I will tell you, and I can't say too much more about it, but the new book will have shocking new information about the JFK assassination with documents that have never been seen before that I was able to uncover. And Dorothy was the one. She was onto this, and she realized that it wasn't the mafia. It was this Marcello, because when Bobby Kennedy became became attorney general, you know, Joe had promised those guys he'd leave them alone if they helped him win the 60 election, but then he double-crossed them. Bobby became attorney general, and the one guy he went after was Carlos Marcello, this New Orleans Don, and Dorothy knew that, and that's why she went to New Orleans once. She was going there again. She was writing this book, and they had to stop her. They could not let her tell the truth about what happened in Dallas in 1963.
So your contention, roughly speaking, is that it was Marcello in particular and not the mob in general.
That's right. That's right. And in the new book, I have some people who actually knew Marcello and talk about him and why this happened, because you have to think about this situation. Why wasn't Bobby Kennedy killed? They hated Bobby Kennedy. But if you kill Bobby Kennedy, Marcello realized, then Jack Kennedy will come after you with everything the government has. But if you kill Jack Kennedy, Bobby Kennedy is powerless. And that's exactly what happened. He never went after those guys again. He finally resigned from office, and those guys were home free. So, it's all about motive. That's what Dorothy was looking at, motive.
And when you say those guys, you're talking about the mob, but specifically the mob in New Orleans.
Well, Joe Kennedy knew he would lose the election if they didn't win West Virginia and Illinois. Illinois was ruled by Mayor Daley and Sam Giancana, who was Marcello's best friend. So Joe made a deal through Frank Sinatra with those mafioso to help them in Chicago and Illinois there and West Virginia with the promise, kind of a deal with the devil, that if you go ahead and help us win the election, we'll leave you alone. Well, the first thing that Bobby Kennedy did when he became attorney general, and I have a witness who was right there when Joe forced Jack Kennedy to appoint Bobby attorney general, first thing Bobby did was deport Carlos Marcello. He got back in the country and he kept hounding him and charging him and all that stuff. And you can't mess around with those guys. And as the end of 1963 came about, Marcello's back was against the wall. And I think through motive again, you know, I'm a former criminal defense lawyer, so I always look at motive, and that's what Dorothy did, and that's what she was going to expose in the book that she was never able to write.
Well, we're going to come back talking more. This is so fascinating, folks. I'm talking to Mark Shaw, who is the author of many books. We're talking about his books on JFK, Dorothy Kilgallen. We'll be right back.
On September 17, 1787, Congress signed the U.S. Constitution, which defined our government and guaranteed our rights. Each September, we celebrate Constitution Day, and though the framers never imagined the cell phone, they did ensure your right to free speech and self-determination, which is exactly what Patriot Mobile is all about. Patriot Mobile celebrates the Founding Fathers and your values and is the only cell phone carrier that supports conservative causes while also providing you the same nationwide reliable service with unlimited talk and text for less money and no hidden fees. So in honor of that day in 1787, Patriot Mobile is offering all data plans for $17.87 for your first month of service. Make the switch today. Go to patriotmobile.com or call 1-800-A-PATRIOT. Get unlimited talk, text, and data for $17.87 for your first month. Go to patriotmobile.com or call 1-800-A-PATRIOT. Let's celebrate Constitution Day and support our rights one call at a time.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the LicoChops.
Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. We are talking with an author, Mark Shaw, who's written many, many books, a very recent book called Courage in the Face of Evil, about the Third Reich. And now we're talking about another interest of his, JFK, the JFK assassination, Dorothy Kilgallen. And what are the books that you've written specifically on that subject? Is it just The Poisoned Patriarch that deals with that?
No, this is actually the fourth one.
Oh, my God.
I've written enough of them. The Melvin Belli biography talks about his representation of Jack Ruby, then The Poison Patriarch, then The Reporter Who Knew Too Much, and now in the fall, Denial of Justice. And so hopefully this is it. I'm exhausted. I've worked on this for a long time. But one of the things you might want to know is why was I so intrigued with her death? Well, she was found in her Manhattan apartment, Eric, in a bedroom she never slept in a bed she never slept in, wearing her false eyelashes, makeup, and a hairpiece she never wore to bed, not wearing her usual pajamas and socks, with a book turned upside down on her lap. And, you know, I mean, duh, it's a staged death scene.
Yeah.
But when the police arrived there, they just decided there was an empty Seconal sleeping pill a bottle there that she must have overdosed, and so that's all they did. They never went any further, despite that staged death scene, and then there were some complications with a corrupt medical examiner's office. The case was closed, and nobody ever looked into it. It's amazing that it fell into my lap like it did, but I think Dorothy had something to do with that.
Well, do you think that... I guess I'm fascinated. Now, does the Warren Commission even lean in this direction? Does it mention this mobster from New Orleans?
Yes, they mention him, but very, you know, the House Select Committee on Assassinations in the 70s talked about Marcello, but not really the Warren Commission. You have to understand the atmosphere at the time. J. Edgar Hoover, right after JFK died, wrote, and in these documents that were released last October by the government, there's a memo in there to this effect. Hoover is telling everybody, we must let everyone know it was Oswald alone, and we must do it right now. And so he sent everybody in that direction, and that continued on with the Warren Commission. There was only one reporter who didn't believe all of that baloney, and 7 days after JFK was died, she wrote her first column, The Oswald File Must Not Close. She wrote about 10 more columns. She, you know, she didn't believe any of this, and she was the only person who was investigating at that time. And I will tell you that in the new book in the fall, Denial of Justice, there is a letter and a memo from J. Edgar Hoover that I found in the National Archives recently, where he talks about Dorothy and talks about them trying to find out, for instance, the mole who gave her the Warren Commission testimony by Ruby. It's fascinating material that's never been seen before, and hopefully will shine a light on not only what we have in the book, but future research about the JFK assassination, because, as I say, Dorothy is the most credible eyewitness to what happened back then, because we can read all of her columns, we can see the interviews she did, we can learn a lot from what Dorothy Kilgallen learned.
Well, so is it your contention that Oswald was did it alone, but there were people behind him, or that there were others involved?
Well, I'm able to prove both in The Reporter Who Knew Too Much and Denial of Justice that there's the connection between Oswald, Carlos Marcello, and Jack Ruby. And Dorothy, I believe, knew that. When she took that trip to New Orleans just about a week or so before she died, she had her hairdresser go with her, and those interviews with the hairdresser, which I found, are up on the DorothyKilgallenStory.org. You can hear him talk about that trip, and she had him go on a separate plane from hers. When they get there and she goes to see whatever source she had, she tells him, she calls him and said, go back to New York City and don't tell anybody you were ever here. And she's dead just a couple weeks later. So she had this. She told everybody, I'm going to crack the JFK assassination. I've got it all. And you hear her hairdresser, Mark Sinclair, say she was afraid for her life and her family. She bought a gun. The other hairdresser that's interviewed gives a very scalding and kind of gives me goose pimples when I hear it. He said that Dorothy told him, if the wrong people knew what I know about the JFK assassination, it would cost me my life. And it did.
I'm so fascinated by the idea that, so you're suggesting that Jack Ruby was involved himself in the assassination and killed Oswald to protect himself.
Well, again, I don't want to give away too much, but in the new book, readers are going to be amazed at exactly where Jack Ruby was at the time that JFK was killed. And then there are going to be explanations in there as to the fact that, for God's sakes, people have tried to believe this forever, that he just happened by the Dallas Police Department basement when Oswald was being transferred.
Right.
I mean, you don't have to be any very smart to realize that that never made sense. And in the new material in the book, Denial of Justice, I'll show that isn't the case, that there was much more to that happening. So, yes, I think that Ruby knew about the assassination before it happened. Oswald and he were both connected to Marcello, and I don't speculate in my books. I use primary sources, and I think that people appreciate that. That's what's made this book so well received, is that I print the facts and look for the truth, as you do in your books.
I certainly try. I got to say, it's so fascinating. We're going to be right back, folks, talking to Mark Shaw. You can find more about him at markshawbooks.com.
Hero, you've got to sound your A the day you're born.
Hey, Albin.
Hey, Eric.
Have I told you about Relief Factor recently?
Please do.
May I? Because
yes.
I take Relief Factor every day. If you've got aches and pains and you don't want to, first of all, I think a lot of people have this attitude like, well, that's just life. I've got to deal with it, right?
Yeah, right.
I don't agree with that. I think you should try what you can, okay? Relief Factor is one of those things that the reason I recommend it to all my friends is that it's non-toxic. It's not like taking Advil or some weird medicine or something. You can take it all day long. This is nothing dangerous. But it works for a lot of people where nothing else has worked. So that's why I say go to relieffactor.com, get the quick start pack for $19.95. You'll know in less than 3 weeks when you take, I would take two or three packets a day for that time and see how you feel. If you feel improvement, you stick with it. Anyway, look, Jim from Texas writes, he says, I was skeptical, but my wife talked me into trying it. After 2 months of taking Relief Factor, I hardly notice any pain. I'm so glad I found it. Relief Factor works. ReliefFactor.com.
Good news. You are not stuck with your healthcare plan. Really. You have a choice, and it's a great one. It's called MediShare, and if you've heard about it and wondered what exactly it is, it's a way that people share their healthcare bills. And these are people who have a common faith, who want to be part of something beautiful that not only meets their healthcare needs, but the needs of others too. And it's people who love to save money big time. MediShare members typically save $500 a month per family on their healthcare costs. That is a life changer for people. So this could be for you. Maybe it's what you've been looking for, a way to pay healthcare bills that's not only very smart financially, but it's even profound. MediShare is a nonprofit with 400,000 members nationwide who pray for and share with each other. So yes, you're not stuck. There's another way, and it could save you a lot. Find out more. Call 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.
Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up two bottles of LicoChops, get the third bottle free. New improved LicoChops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
How much do you spend on your pest control each year? $200, $300, or even $500 or more? What if I said you could spend less than $25 a year, even less with promo code SAVE20? Then listen up. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-in Pest Free, and yes, it is possible to rid your home or business of unwanted pests for less than $25 per year. The answer is Plug-in Pest Free. Our bestseller, the Plug-in Pest Free Pro, will cover up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. For just a one-time cost of only $249, even less with promo code SAVE20, you'll be pest-free for years to come. Log on to gopestfree.com today. Use promo code SAVE20 and start driving those pests away. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget. Gopestfree.com. That's go. Pestfree.com, promo code SAVE20.
Hey there, folks. That, of course, the Ray Conniff Singers. The young people are always clamoring for the Ray Conniff Singers, and I say we're trying to reach that demographic, so we're going to be playing Ray Conniff on this show. I'm talking to Mark Shaw, who is an author of many books. You really are genuinely prolific, and I have to say you've done so much here. We're talking today about JFK. You've written about many other fascinating figures. Love to talk to you about them. at another time. But since we just have another segment here, JFK and the assassination, so many people talk about a second shooter. So in other words, it seems to me that you're convinced that Oswald, you know, and Marcellus mm-hmm. put Oswald, I'm sorry, that Ruby and mm-hmm. Marcellus put Oswald up to this, that he, in fact, did fire the gun from there. Do you think that there was another shooter based on what you have seen, or do you have a guess on that?
Well, you know, I try to stay a little bit away from that, Eric, only because there's so much speculation and so much conjecture there. I try to stay with the basic facts of the there's no question that Marcello masterminded the JFK assassination based on motive. He had to get rid of Bobby Kennedy and make him powerless, and so he decided that they would kill JFK. It's a senseless death because JFK was really not the target, but that's what they did. Ruby and Oswald are bit parts in that. I think Oswald is involved in the shooting. Then he escaped, and so now you've got to silence him. So you bring in Jack Ruby, and Ruby kills Oswald, and then you bring in Melvin Belli as Ruby's lawyer, and Belli doesn't let Ruby testify and makes him look crazy with that insanity defense. I think Dorothy was, you know, she was so smart. People will read about in The Reporter Who Knew Too Much how smart she was, what a great wordsmith she was. I mean, I'll be glad to send you this book so you can read it. But, you know, she was so smart that she figured all this out. And unfortunately, that's why they had to silence her, because they couldn't. J. Edgar Hoover couldn't let her write the book. Marcello couldn't let her write the book. And you can, it's a true crime murder mystery is really the way the book is set up, because we have several suspects. One of them is Frank Sinatra. We could talk about that at another time. Her husband was an alcoholic, and they had problems. And then she had a mystery man that she met the night before she died that we've identified in the book. So it's a true crime murder mystery.
Was it Peter Lawford?
What's that?
Was it Peter Lawford?
It was not Peter
Thank
Lawford.
God. Thank God. I don't want it to be Peter Lawford.
But Peter Lawford was everywhere, wasn't he? He was.
Unfortunately.
That's for sure.
Let me ask you, you know, I watched a documentary some years ago about LBJ's supposed involvement in the Kennedy assassination, and I found it absolutely astounding how compelling it was. I thought it would be nonsense, but it struck me as rather compelling. Does any of your investigative journalism touch on that?
You're interested. It'll be interesting to see that in the new book, Jackie Kennedy thought it was LBJ. So we have some quotes in there that have never been seen before. Here's the problem with, you know, people have asked me about Marilyn Monroe's death or Bobby Kennedy's or JFK's with other people than the one that we pinpoint, that Dorothy pinpointed. There's so many layers there. It's so difficult to get primary sources to connect these people with that death. And that's what happens with LBJ. Did he have motive? For God's sakes, he became president of the United States because JFK died. So the motive is, you know, amazing. But to connect him in there with exactly what happened is very difficult. And one of the ways that I try to dissuade that argument is after Dorothy talked to Jack Ruby, and we don't know exactly what he told her, but she did write one column about it that's in the book, where did she go? Well, she didn't go back to Dallas to look into to LBJ. She didn't go to Washington, D.C., where now LBJ was or the CIA was. She didn't go anywhere else except where? New Orleans. And so I think that we can, you know, consider the fact that her going there meant that she was on the trail of Marcello and that she was going to expose that link in that book she was writing.
And what eventually happened to Marcello?
He was not bothered for a number of years. Finally, they went after him with tax evasion, some other things. He ended up in prison. You ask about Jack Ruby. Actually, Jack Ruby's conviction was reversed because of undue publicity, and he was to get a new trial. And in the new book, I exposed something that people never knew. The new trial was going to be in Wichita, Kansas, so there wouldn't be any questions about publicity. But he tried to kill himself three times, ran into a wall, tried to do different things. But finally, he died of cancer, and Melvin Belli suspected that there was more to that than met the eye, but that's how he died. Marcello died, as I say, later on, finally, of natural causes.
In prison?
No. I'm not so sure it was in prison. I can't remember. I think it was just after he got out of prison, yes.
But you really do think that he was the principal figure behind the assassination?
Well, again, motive, Eric. You know, you just look at motive. He had the most to gain, probably other than LBJ. He and Hoover had the most to gain. You know, people have asked me, why did Hoover, you know, shout this Oswald alone theory out there so much at the time, with Dorothy being the only one who figured out what he was doing? Well, if it was a conspiracy, then J. Edgar Hoover could be held responsible, because they had some knowledge that everybody, people that hated JFK and all of that, so he can be held responsible. But if it's this lone nut like Oswald, then nobody could have stopped it.
Right.
And so J. Edgar Hoover was a very savvy guy, always protecting himself. And I think he knew, and, you know, Bobby Kennedy Jr. just appeared at the Commonwealth Club here in San Francisco, where I've spoken as well, about a month ago. And he talks about his father telling him that he knew that JFK was killed by the man from New Orleans, and meaning Marcello. And so Bobby Kennedy knew this. Bobby Kennedy knew that his actions towards Marcello is what triggered the death of his brother, and that's why he had so much guilt over the years.
Unbelievable. Well, Mark, we're out of time. We've got to run. Wonderful to speak with you. We will have you back as soon as your new book comes out. I'd love to get a copy of it, and looking forward to it. Thank you so much.
And I'll send you this book as well.
Hello?
I'm so glad we finally get to talk. Your email sounded like you're feeling isolated.
I need help. I've been feeling so low. I just need someone to talk to.
Well, I'm here, and I really want to hear from you. Why are you feeling so low?
Nobody understands me. I feel so alone.
Well, you're not alone anymore. I'm here. Now, what is it that's got you feeling low?
Faithful Counseling is here to help. Our team of licensed Christian counselors want to help you get through this. We can begin a conversation when you're ready, by text or phone or even video conferencing from the comfort of your own home. I'd like to give you your first week free. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. Let's talk. Go right now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. We really want to help you. It's so easy to get started, and your first week is free. Go now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. Let us help.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-452-6990. That's 800-452-6990. 800-452-6990. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. My music hits me so hard, makes me say, touch this.
Why interrupt that? I have to interrupt it, but why?
Yeah.
A little MC Hanger. Hanger.
Hey, I thought you left for grief. Grief off. Oh, good grief.
A little MC Hanger for you.
Okay, we're all
I believe
up.
It's pronounced Hammer. And by the way, it's a stage name. It's not like he was baptized MC Hammer as an infant. No, it's a made-up name, I think.
I saw that coming.
I don't know. Okay. Anyway, yes, you thought I was in Greece? Well, you're wrong. I'm right here.
Okay.
Albin.
I thought you left and that you
did. How can I be in Greece if I'm here?
How can I be in two places?
I will be in Greece by the time you go to bed tonight and shut your eyes. You're going to wake up and I'll be in Greece.
Yes.
Okay, so, no, I'm still here. I'm leaving today. Today is Monday, September 10th, which, by the way, gives me an opportunity to remind people listening again. Today, Monday, September 10th, is the last day to enter the Donald Drains the Swamp contest. Mm. The Donald Drains the Swamp contest means that if you pre-order the book and let us know at info@ericmetaxas.com, you got to go to info@ericmetaxas.com. And you let us know that you pre-ordered the book. Every time you pre-order a copy of the book, you could do this five times between now and midnight tonight, you get entered in the contest, right? Or so people can't just say, oh, I had to buy the book. No. And if you don't buy the book and you still want to enter the contest, here's another way to do it. You link to DonaldDrainsTheSwamp.com on your social media and use the hashtag DonaldTheCaveman.
Okay.
Every time you do that, you are entered in the contest once, okay? I think we need to put a limit on it of, you know, let's say five today since today's, you know. But I'm saying that that's – be honest, you know. But today is the last day, and if you want to enter the contest, you can either buy the book and let us know at info@ericmetaxas.com, or you can use hashtag DonaldTheCaveman and link to DonaldDrainsTheSwamp.com, okay? If you do that, you get entered in the contest. And when you're entered in the contest, there's a great chance that you will win something fun. The grand prize is dinner with Eric Metaxas and potentially Albin Sadar.
Ah, that's
or
great.
Or Suzanne Metaxas or whatever you
how
want.
How about my wife, Ann? Can she come?
No, she's a huge eater. I cannot afford that woman.
I can't either. That's why I'm hoping somebody will help out here.
I told her, take human bites. And she just, wow.
Please, Ann.
She says, I'm not hungry. I'll just pick.
Yeah.
And man, suddenly the plate is just gone and she's back for third. It's tough. When you've got a wife who's a big eater, it can be embarrassing to a slim man like yourself.
But you
like
gotta
me.
Love her. Gotta love
but
her.
But you gotta love her. Mm-hmm. You gotta love her. And she's gotta love us for talking about her this way on the radio.
I won't let her listen.
Well, if she weren't a beautiful, slim woman, we would not crack
That's
these jokes,
true.
Okay?
That is
if
true.
She was. But listen.
Yes.
Enough about you and your current wife. We're
Please.
Out of time, so I wanna tell people that in hour two today, we're gonna continue the conversation with Mark Shaw. And I think I may, we may have one, we'll save one segment. We're going to talk to Mark Shaw right now in hour two. But we talked to him in hour one, but we'll continue the conversation because he's got another book. But at the end of hour two, I'll come back and we'll keep talking. And but don't forget to enter the contest
that's
today
it. That's
because
it.
It's the last day. Today, Monday, I'm flying to Greece. The contest is over, and that's that. All right, folks, that's the end of hour one. Stick around. We'll catch you on the flip side, as we say in the radio business.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.